KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We are live, we are national. It is 7 minutes past the top of the hour, and a blessing to be on this microphone with you. 833-482-5337 is the phone number, 833-4-VALDEZ. And many of you saw the speech this morning, or this evening, I should say, by the widow of Charlie Kirk, Mrs. Erica Kirk, and it was an inspiring speech. And I believe that the question that's upon us, both before the speech and after, remains the same. The left is waging a civil war on America. How will Americans respond? I know for me, I'm vacillating. I'm stuck. I know that I'm pissed off, and I'm sad. I feel slighted, but I see opportunity. And I know many Americans feel the same way. I know that we've been in this crossroads before. Anytime something bad happens, something difficult happens, many of us, first thing you want to do is fight, right? And we do have to fight. The question is, how do we fight? President Trump gets shot, misses his brains, and it takes a little bit of his ear. Drops to the ground, Secret Service tackles him, he gets up, he pushes him out of the way, puts his fist in the air with blood gushing out of his ear, and he says, fight, fight, fight. In that moment, that was the moment to fight. And I think President Trump fights every single day. And I like to use him as an example because we all see him. But let's look at how Charlie Kirk was fighting, right? I don't think anybody would describe Charlie Kirk as a wallflower. He went out there bravely debating, bringing him and his brain and his microphone to college campuses and taking on 1,000 critics at a time. Hundreds of people that disagreed with him, and he just took it, and he went there with them, and he did it because he was willing to have the conversation. I never saw him push anybody. I never seen him fight anybody. I've never seen him even really lose his cool. So How do we fight is the question. I know some of my colleagues are out there saying that, you know, those of us calling for peace and reconciliation are soft. And maybe that's true. But Americans have to decide what they're going to do. Americans have to decide how they will respond. Do we take the rage bait and lose our cool? Or do we take this opportunity to show them that we're truly different? And as Charlie Kirk's wife really extraordinarily and eloquently pointed out in her address a little while ago, turn our hearts towards Christ to live in love. Yet in the same breath, she cautioned the left and said, you don't know what you've unleashed. That wasn't a threat. That was more of a promise that she's going to take the helm of this organization and lead this charge with what I believe to be is going to be so many Americans that are now more committed to their faith, more committed to the values of this country, more committed to seeing the right thing done, and more committed to engaging in more conversation like Charlie did, so that we can have these important conversations and expose the truth. Listen to Erica Kirk.
Charlie, I love you. I love you, baby. Rest in the arms of our Lord as he blankets you with the words I know your heart always strives to hear. Well done, my good and faithful servant. When I got home last night, Gigi, our daughter, just ran into my arms. And I talked to her and she said, Mommy, I missed you. I said, I missed you too, baby. She goes, where's Daddy? What do you tell a three-year-old? She's three. I said, baby, Daddy loves you so much. Don't you worry. He's on a work trip with Jesus, so he can afford your blueberry budget. And my goodness, am I so humbled to witness, Charlie, you alongside Jesus right now, doing what you always want to do, baby. Making heaven crowded, right? That's what it's all about. Making heaven crowded.
Making heaven crowded. Winning souls for the kingdom, right? This is what she's talking about. She's saying this is what Charlie dedicated himself every day. I have no doubt in my mind that's what he dedicated himself to every day. By way of doing it through political activism, campus activism, evangelism. He didn't skip a beat. Quite a remarkable guy. And I bring this up because the big headline today, obviously, you've heard by now, it's 9 o'clock at night in many parts of this country, 6 o'clock in some others, is that they caught the bad guy. Catching the bad guy is good. Charlie gets justice. We get justice. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's the response of how we react, how we move forward. What tomorrow looks like, what Saturday looks like, what Sunday looks like, how we react on Monday to these vile people that are out there celebrating Charlie's death, maligning the guy, saying things that are just not true, saying he was a racist. I mean, saying the same thing they say about every conservative they don't like. They're a racist, they're this, they're that, they're the other. How do we handle that? How do we address it? Well, we're going to get into both the nuts and bolts of it, as well as the mental health side of it, because it's no question to me that the last time I saw America feeling this way probably was 9/11. And I'm not comparing the 9/11 attack to the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I'm talking about my own experience in my own circle. I've never seen so many of my own friends who are not incredibly politically active, who are not incredibly active in the church. They live their lives. Some of them go, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I've never seen so many of them so emotionally affected by something that they're not even really plugged into, right? I'm plugged into this stuff. I do this every day. But they have jobs in healthcare and in the trades and other things. And yet all of them have called me, telling me how, man, this is really weighing on me. And the reason it's weighing on them, it's the same reason it's weighing on so many Americans. Because the attack on Charlie Kirk, this assassination, was not just killing Charlie Kirk and trying to stop or slow down Turning Point USA. It was truly about a way of life. It's this way of life that if we don't like you, we will try to kill you. If we disagree with you, we will try to kill you. And we've seen the proof with Trump. We've seen it time and again. If they can't try to kill you, they'll try and put you in jail. This type of hatred is out of control. And we've seen it in large part coming from the left.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Well, thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night. with Rich Valdez.
How do you feel about Charlie Kirk getting assassinated?
Some people say it's deserved.
To get murdered in front of his children and family?
When God calls you home, you gotta go.
You think God called him home? It's well deserved. For him specifically getting killed, womp womp.
He got what he deserved. Honestly, I feel like he just got what he deserved. No shame.
Don't you think it's disgusting to be celebrating someone's death?
Well, coming from a perspective as a woman of color, and
that justifies it?
100%, I feel like. Because nobody gave a f*** when it was MLK, Malcolm X, but
we don't like those kind of deaths either.
There's no group of white people that I see pushing so hard for those type of deaths.
That was a while ago. We equally condemn those deaths.
Do we? I mean,
you're talking to me right now. Do you think that most conservative white men want black people to die?
Well, the one who recently just died, Charlie, definitely thought so. You basically wanted black people to be slaves. Like, what are you talking about?
I feel like if you wish death on other people for that to happen to you, it's kind of like, that's just karma.
Who does he wish death on?
He said awful things about trans people, that doesn't care about their rights or, like, he's a conservative.
So if you don't like trans people, you deserve to be shot in the neck?
100% the people who oppress us deserve to die. Like,
so if you don't like trans people, you deserve to be shot in the neck?
Yes. Like, he made it very known verbally that he does not support any of us. And he spoke reckless, and I guess he got hit for that. So he put himself at risk saying all those nasty-ass things and then going publicly in front of people. Plus, he was the same person that said guns lives matter, right? So obviously what happened to him is just like, he would approve of it. Guns lives matter. Someone used a gun and it saved lives. We agree. We agree. I agree. I don't care if it's ignorance or coming out of hatred from my heart. It's just, it's opinionated.
Doesn't care if it's ignorance or hatred coming from her heart. It's opinionated. Now, I know I'm going to take some heat for playing that. I didn't really even want to play that. I don't like to give credence to that, but we're having a conversation about this stuff, and it's important that we hear what I'm talking about, because if I say, oh, it was a girl, and she made very disparaging remarks, you may not, and I don't know if she's a girl or a boy, to be very frank with you. I think she's a trans girl, because she said we when referring to the trans, and I don't want to misgender her. However, all that aside, this, believe it or not, is a reaction. I don't think it's the main reaction, but it's a reaction to the horrific events that occurred 2 days ago. And I saw that, and I said, you know, we collectively as Americans, at least me and you, the audience, we need to sit down with a shrink and really work this thing out, because I realize there's evil in this world. I realize that people that are hurt, like the old saying, hurt people will hurt people. I get that. And I feel like that's an example of what we're seeing. But I also see a genuine disconnect with compassion, morality, and just basic humanity that I've seen for a long time, but I see it getting worse instead of getting better, in my estimation. I hope I'm wrong. Dr. Vince Callahan is the founder of the Florida Institute for Neural Discovery. He's the author of many books, including Freedom to Change, Understanding and Reshaping the Stressed Brain. Dr. Vince Callahan, welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being on your show, and like you, that clip is very disheartening to hear people talk about a person's life like it means nothing. You know, it's one thing, we used to could disagree with somebody's beliefs and still be in the same room together, but it's like our society has flipped overnight almost to where if I disagree with you, that gives me the right to hurt you. And that's a really slippery slope.
I agree with that. And listen, I want to be always very transparent. I make a career out of challenging ideas I don't like, occasionally intellectually, but many times flippantly and comedically, you know, and I make fun of the characters that bring these things. You know, I spent the last 3 or 4 years calling the President of the United States Joe El Baboso Biden. And I do it in jest, and I do it to ridicule their policy and their position on things. But I've never wished this man harm. I've never wished him ill. I do realize that it's easy for me to make fun of somebody that I don't know personally. And I try to keep that perspective when I hear these young people, because that girl couldn't have been more than 19 or 20 years old, saying, you know, I guess so, guns lives matter, making all these very flippant comments about one's life, someone she doesn't know. And I guess perhaps some of us that knew Charlie Kirk feel a different way. But how did we get to this level of insensitivity, Doc?
Well, I'm going to go back a lot of years, and I'm going to say, for me, it starts with the graphic nature of video games that kids were exposed to. And when you get exposed to something that is you're winning because you're killing, you're taking parts of your brain and desensitizing yourself to that. So we've grown up with a generation of being able to be on the internet, be on the games, and see things that are horrible, but we go, okay, that's just in the game, hit reset, no big deal, when it really does matter. And
now let me ask you, are you talking about like modern day whack-a-mole, Duck Hunt, or like Grand Theft Auto, where they're like, you know, very graphic in the violence?
I'm talking about Grand Theft Auto. I'm talking about Mortal Kombat, when you rip somebody's head off in their spine. That plays a role. And we've gotten to where now these 18 to 22, 25-year-olds have grown up in a society these last 25 years where truth doesn't matter. Your truth is your truth, and it really doesn't stack up against anybody else's truth. And there is no such thing as real truth. And we've basically collectively let our conscience go. I mean, I'm old. I'm in my 60s, and I look at this and I go, how could you get to that place where a person's life, I mean, this wife and kids don't have a dad anymore just because somebody disagreed with his opinions?
Well, you know, Dr. Vince Callahan, I see the same approach that they're having towards this assassination of Charlie Kirk is, in my opinion, it's the same approach they have with themselves. Many in the trans community, many of these people that are very angry on the left are very very dissatisfied, unhappy people. And as you well know, the data shows that the transgender people kill themselves at a remarkably high rate. So I'm thinking, if you hate yourself or aspects of your life so much that you're willing to end your own life, I can only expect that you're going to hate me.
Right.
Are you willing to end mine?
Right. Well, in the trans community, and I'm not going to get into a moral argument about, you know, or moral discussion necessarily about the trans community, but I will agree with you that they have one of the highest suicide rates of any people group right now in America. And the reason is because they've spent all of their life trying to reach what they call the peak of the mountain, so to speak, where this is, my life is going to be great, and I'm going to have all these things I've wanted, and I can identify as myself, and I can do all these things. And when they get there, there's such a letdown to what they thought they were going after, that what's the reason to live? And so it fuels that, well, I don't have any value, therefore I'm going to kill myself. And you're right, if somebody can kill themselves, they can kill somebody else. It's not far of a stretch.
Terrible. Dr. Vince Callahan, stick with me. I want to continue this discussion. I think there's a lot to talk about this evening. Amigos, we're coming back with Dr. Vince Callahan. He is a therapist, extraordinaire in my opinion. He knows what's going on. He's from the Florida Institute for Neural Discovery. Check him out at drvincecallahan.com. And check out his book, Freedom to Change. Don't go anywhere. It's Rich Valdez coming back with Dr. Vince Callahan.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Thanks for what you do. You have so many people. You ask the questions that if a viewer had a microphone, they would ask that question, and you seem to always ask it right at the right time. So God bless you, my friend.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
The evildoers responsible for my husband's assassination have no idea what they have done. They killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love. They should all know this. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country and this world. You have no idea. You have no idea the fire that you have ignited within this wife. The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry. To everyone listening tonight across America, the movement my husband built will not die. It won't. I refuse to let that happen. It will not die. All of us will refuse to let that happen. No one will ever forget my husband's name, and I will make sure of it. It will become stronger, bolder, louder, and greater than ever. My husband's mission will not end, not even for a moment. And one of Charlie's greatest talents was his ability, this phenomenal ability, to choose great people to follow him. He could always find the ones who could handle any setback. And it's almost like he knew. He just He could see it in you. Even when you couldn't see it in yourself, he just knew. He knew you could handle it.
Dr. Vince Callahan, how much can America handle? Of course, those are the words of the widowed wife of Charlie Kirk, Erica Kirk, and a remarkable speech this evening that she gave, showing a tremendous amount of strength, really just resilient. God bless her. I wonder the same thing. How much can America handle? Can we handle more than we're given? Are we more resilient? Because I think so many Americans feel downtrodden right now, and they feel beat up. They want to lash out. They know they shouldn't. And a lot of people feel stuck, Dr. Vince.
Well, I think the first thing that I want to say, because I know that you've got a great audience and the masses are listening, I'm going to say, first of all, it's okay to grieve. America needs to grieve this loss. Whether you agree with him politically or not, it's a life that was taken by someone who had no concern for that life. And we need to let those feelings be there, and we need to grieve as a country, and we need to go, okay, this shouldn't be, and it's not okay. And my heart goes out to his family. I can't imagine what they're going through at this time, and probably feeling numb and can't believe that it's happened, and all of the things will come rushing in. But I think America needs to grieve. I think America's stronger than we want to give ourselves credit for. I think some of the stuff that we see on the news, it's almost like it portrays 99% of America when it really portrays 1 or 2% of America. Mm-hmm. And I think we're a better country. I think we're stronger. I think we have stronger values. I think we're more connected to each other. And I think that we need to harness that, because we are a good country and we are good people.
Dr. Vince Callahan from the Florida Institute for Neural Discovery. I find that, I mentioned this before you came on, several of my friends, my contemporaries, guys, you know, in their mid to late 40s, they don't do what I do. One's an electrician, one is a hospital administrator. You know, these guys that I hang with all the time, I grew up with these guys. I've known them since I was like 11 or 12. And I'm talking to them, and they're telling me, you know, this Charlie Kirk thing is just horrible, and it's really bothering them. And I feel like we've seen so much violence, you know. I feel like that's part of it. And, you know, you helped me make sense of this. From the girl getting stabbed in the neck on the train in Charlotte, another young girl in Maryland, 19 years old, she gets killed. There's been like a string of murders, senseless, you know, just brutal murders. And then we get this one, you know, the day before the morning associated with 9/11. And quite a tough week. Do you think that this is, I guess what I'm saying is, I know you're saying that we have more wherewithal than we expect to have. But I'm seeing a lot of people, like an uptick in a lot of people telling me, this is hitting me way more than I expected it to hit me. What do you make of that?
Right. Well, I think that's great, because that means that we have a conscience as a country. If you can watch the tape of him getting shot and then say he deserved it, or he should have gotten shot, or he was this, or he was that, I question whether or not you have a conscience. And if you don't have a conscience, that makes you narcissistic and a psychopath. And now we've gone down a whole different row here for the mental health things. And so you can't watch something like that and not feel something if you are a healthy, emotionally healthy human being. It should touch your heart, and you should grieve, and you should feel bad because a life was lost. You know, in America, we have almost 60 million Americans with a mental health diagnosis. We have 9 million Americans who are in the category of severely mentally ill. And those are the folks that hear voices and see things that aren't there. And of that 9 million, maybe a fourth of them get treatment. Three-fourths of them never get treatment. So when things like this happen, they don't shock me necessarily, because I know the mental health picture that's out there. But we do have to be able to grieve as a country and say, no, this shouldn't happen. And it's I'm just going to go here and say it's not about gun control, and it's not about those things. It's about treating the mentally ill. And I don't have a diagnosis because I've not met the young man, but I'm pretty sure that there's some pretty serious mental health issues in this young man at 22 especially. And we've got to do a better job of treating the mentally ill in our country.
All right, so let's tackle that, because I have two questions. One, I just played you some audio of a young girl, a young boy, girl, whatever it was, an individual that was saying that, you know, I don't care, he deserved it, blah, 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 right? They're disconnected, they're filled with hate, whatever and whatnot. How do you recommend to me and the rest of the Americans listening to this, how do we respond to that? I can tell you, some will ignore it, but many are not going to ignore it. What's the best course of action?
Well, from a conservative Christian point of view, I'm going to say the first thing you do is pray for them, because they are not informed. They have their own hatred issues. They have their own mental health issues. They have their own issues in their own life. And the first thing, prayer is a good thing. And I don't care what religion you hold to, prayer is a really good thing to do. And we have to start there. We've got to start unifying ourselves from the division. Our politicians have got to come together. Our leaders have to come together. We can't be a society of hatred. That's not what we're intended to be. We're intended to be a connected society. And we are intended to be in relationship with one another. So it's okay if you have a different opinion, but the best thing I could ever do for someone like that is pray for them.
Got it. Now, you said we need to address America's mental health crisis, and I agree 100%. And you being someone that's done this at so many levels, you've written multiple books on these topics, I really want to get a bird's eye view of your thoughts on how we address that, and I want to do that straight ahead. Amigos, we're coming back with our guest. Our guest is Dr. Vince Callahan. Of course, your calls are coming up as well. Maybe I'll even do a couple of calls with Dr. Callahan if people want to speak with him directly. The phone number, 833-482-5337. His book, Freedom to Change, Understanding and Reshaping the Stress Brain. I'll be right back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
For Fi, winning the fight against vision loss means seeing new ways to push himself. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
The international games are back on NFL Network. And here are our stars.
Let's go, man.
Come out in the morning.
That's the world, baby.
So wake up and watch the game's best. Light up the world stage. Six games across Europe with a return to London and debuts in Dublin, Berlin, and Madrid. Snooze off. Game on. It's Sunday morning football. The NFL international games only on NFL Network starting September 28th.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Grown-ups, don't go back to school. Go forward through school, into your future, as an IT professional. Whether you're starting out, switching careers, or a veteran ready for change, My Computer Career can help you get into IT in just a few short months with no prior experience. So take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. Your rewarding career in IT awaits. That's mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the VA benefits.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stand.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
3482533 7. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. I see we have calls from Virginia, Florida, Illinois, Idaho, and more. 8334 Valdez. Our guest is Dr. Vince Callahan, the founder of the Florida Institute for Neural Discovery, drvincecallahan.com. He's the author of the book Freedom to Change: Understanding and Reshaping the Stressed Brain. Dr. Vince Callahan, you said we need to tackle America's mental health crisis. I saw something earlier that said that there's a 300% increase in workers, employees, requesting a mental health leave of absence. This has increased. They're asking for more now than even before COVID. And this is obviously a big issue, and I think it's only going to get worse as things get more hectic in life for people. How do we fix this mental health problem that we have?
Well, I'm going to try to take a 30,000 foot view, and I'm going to try to boil it down into two real key interesting points. One, from the state level down, we need less bureaucracy in getting people into the profession. There's a lot of steps that don't need to be there to get somebody launched in the profession, and we need to get rid of that or minimize that so we can have more people that are going into the field that can address the need. One of the biggest things that we need, especially connected to federal dollars, we need evidence-based treatment. It's not good enough just to set up a practice and somebody come see you, but if there's federal dollars, like when working with severely mentally ill folks, there's money there that comes from the federal government. Those things need to be evidence-based treatment. In other words, the guy's getting the treatment and he's getting better because the treatment's being done. If we can do that, we can cut down on some of this violence because we're going to have more connections with the severely mentally ill folks. It doesn't shock me that it's up 300% because a lot more people since COVID are identifying as having depression and anxiety. And they're burning out more in their work, and they have less patience, they have less in the tank, so to speak. Yeah. And so it's one of those things where, okay, we need to pay attention to it. If somebody says, I need a mental health day, don't give them the stigma that, oh, what's wrong, are you faking, and all that kind of stuff. No, hear them. Hear their heart, hear where they are, and be a support to them. Not just to say, yeah, well, you just want another day off. No. If somebody really needs the help, by God, let's get it to them.
Yeah. Dr. Vince Callahan, I hear that, brother. I think we have a lot of work ahead of us in the mental health front. A lot of what you've done in your career has helped that to happen, especially with kids in schools and with your latest book, Freedom to Change, Understanding and Reshaping the Stressed Brain. Take a moment and let everybody know how they can get a copy of the book.
A copy of the book, it's on Amazon. It's on the Walmart book section. And you can also get it on KindleHunt.com. which is the publisher. I can tell you that the book is selling. We just sold through our first round of Amazon, and they were temporarily out of stock. And so the book is catching fire. It's also on my website, drvincecallahan.com, which takes you to the Fine Florida website, and it's right there. The Amazon link is right there, and you can buy the book. And I strongly recommend it for teachers, parents, anybody that works with children. This book is for you. It's a reference guide. It's a really, really good book.
Outstanding. Sir, I always appreciate our conversations because, you know, Dr. Vince Callahan, you're one of the best in the business, and you make the complex seem attainable and understandable, and I always appreciate that. Godspeed to you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Amigos, check him out, drvincecallahan.com. Now, I want to go to your calls. Let's hit the phones, 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's go to Kathleen calling us from McLean, Virginia, WMAL. Kathleen, go right ahead.
Yes, good evening. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
And also, many thanks to Dr. Callahan, is it?
Yes.
Absolutely, he's absolutely right on target. I sometimes pray in front of abortion facilities. Sometimes my husband and I go to our school board meetings because, you know, we're concerned. We don't have kids in school right now. But there are a lot of unhinged people out there, you know, and we're dealing with something we haven't encountered. And now with this death of Charlie Kirk. Yeah. We are fearful. We are afraid. We understand people need help. We understand there is a lot of going on out there. But I wonder what would you say? I mean, do we continue to show up and pray and fight, or should we take a break?
Well, I'm going to leave you, you know, when people ask Jesus advice, he always answered it with some sort of parable or scripture. And I'm just going to say, when they came after Jesus, what did he do? I think he went to the barn to pray, and he took up his cross and to follow him. And I think that's what we need to do. And I think this is not the time for us to change course and to try and reinvent the wheel. If anything, this is the time for us to really dig into our faith and see if we really believe what we say we do. Kathleen, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. You're asking questions that so many Americans are thinking right now. Godspeed to you and keep up your great work in your ministry. And amigos, we come back with the rest of your phone calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigLoot.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
With NFL Plus, keep the NFL in reach. Stream live, local, and primetime games on mobile during the regular and postseason. NFL Network, including 7 exclusive live games, live game audio, and more. With NFL Plus Premium, watch every touchdown, every Sunday afternoon during the regular season on NFL Red Zone. Never miss a game with game replays. And track advanced analytics powered by next-gen stats with NFL Pro. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com/radio. Terms and conditions apply.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez taking your calls. Let's go to the phones. I want to go to Jim, Naperville, Illinois, streaming WMAL. Jim, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez.
Hey, Rich. You know, even though the barbaric German side of me wants to go after some heads, you know, the Christian side of me says, no, that's not the right way to go. And, you know, we're going to take the higher ground, just like, this poor man did. You know, he took the higher ground and he paid the ultimate price for it. And, you know, what we need to do is, well, you know, I was influenced. There was influencers going back almost 45 years ago, back when I was in school at the University of Illinois, trying to swing me to the Marxist side, you know, under the veil of what do you call it?
Unions?
No, it was the environment. The environment.
Oh, Greenpeace.
And, I designed a passive solar thing for their collector system to heat their recycling system, which was new back at the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, they know what they're doing, and they were starting back 45 years ago, and they've been influencing these kids ever since. And
sure.
I'll tell you what, the people that are funding this need to go to jail.
Here's the thing, Jim. You know, if we punish people for their speech, we're doing exactly what this guy Tyler did to Charlie Kirk. He punished him for his speech. We can't punish people for their free speech if it's truly free, right? If they're making threats, that's a different story. But we have to be able to take the good with the bad here, you know, chew the meat and spit out the bones. And I'm with you. How we stop the Marxists, we make sure that people could smell them coming a mile away. We stay informed, and we stay ready. Jim in Naperville, thank you for your call, my brother. Godspeed to you. Everybody on hold, I'm coming right back. More calls straight ahead, 833-482-5337. And that's it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168 or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A suspect is in custody in the Charlie Kirk assassination. He's been identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson of Utah.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the assassination suspect had grown more political.
In a conversation with another family member, Robinson mentioned Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had.
Cox also said that the bullet casings discovered by investigators had several inscriptions engraved on them. One read, "Hey fascist, catch. I'm high up in 20.
Vice President J.D. Vance transported Charlie Kirk's casket to his home state of Arizona aboard Air Force Two.
The vice president honored his close friend and political ally with a final flight aboard his military aircraft. Vance and his wife flew with Kirk's widow, Erica, from Salt Lake City to Phoenix. Earlier, the vice president helped carry Kirk's casket with a group of uniformed service members as it was loaded onto the plane.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Missouri Republicans have handed President Trump a political victory.
The Republican-led Missouri Senate has approved a redistricting plan that could help Republicans win an additional U.S. House seat in next year's elections. Having already passed the Missouri House, the Senate vote sends the measure to Republican Governor Mike Keogh, who's expected to sign it into law. However, opponents have announced a referendum petition that, if successful, could force a statewide vote on the new map. Missouri is the third state to take up redistricting this year. I'm Mike Kempen.
President Trump says he will send the National Guard to Memphis to address crime concerns there. He told Fox News Friday that the mayor is happy and the governor is happy about the pending deployment. Tennessee's Governor Bill Lee confirming that he is coming and planned to speak with the president to work out the details. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files, and he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest-growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
Brazil's former president has been convicted and sentenced for trying to overturn his election loss.
A panel of justices convicted former president Jair Bolsonaro of attempting a coup after he lost his re-election bid in 2022. They sentenced him to more than 27 years in prison, setting off street celebrations by Bolsonaro opponents. But count President Trump among those very unhappy.
I thought he was a good president of Brazil, and it's very surprising that that could happen. That's very much like they tried to do with me, but they didn't get away with it.
Bolsonaro is currently under house arrest in Brasilia. He can appeal. I'm Ben Thomas.
The governors of Arizona, Illinois, Maine, and North Carolina have signed orders intended to make the COVID-19 vaccines available in pharmacies for people without individual prescriptions. At least a dozen states have taken similar steps this month as the season's version of the vaccine becomes available. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. After 800 years of silence, a pipe organ that researchers say is the oldest in the Christian world roared back to life Tuesday.
I'm standing now in St. Saviour's Monastery in the old city of Jerusalem, where we've just listened to a little bit of history. What researchers say is the oldest organ in the entire Christian world was played here today after 800 years of silence. That represents the culmination of years of effort by a team of musicologists and experts from Spain and Jerusalem. This organ is from the 11th century, when they say the Crusaders brought it to Bethlehem and later buried it there to protect it from the Turks, in the hopes that one day it would be played again. And today was that day.
Correspondent Julia Frankel reporting. Wall Street coasted to the finish of its best week in the last five. The S&P 500 barely budged yesterday and edged down by less than 0.1%. From its latest all-time high, the Dow dipped 0.6%, the Nasdaq rose 0.4%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Reading Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez at on all the social media. I forgot what I was saying. 833-482-5337 is the phone number, 833-4-VALDEZ. And, of course, I was directing you to our social media at Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S. Now, it is the Friday night edition of the program. My head is spinning. It's been a number of days of just really intense everything. Lots of information, lots of emotion. And today we got a little bit of a break, right? Today we got a very detailed, a very thorough press conference from the State Bureau of Investigations in Utah, also known as UTA in my world, and the FBI. Now, you know me, I like to give you the best context I can when we play the audio, so this might be a little longer than I'd like it to be, but it gives you a lot of detail. And I know some of you are likely at work when this happened, so you might have seen shorter social media clips, or maybe, you know, just really tight sound bites, but I want you to hear all of it because it really is impressive, the amount of work in 33 hours with Kash Patel, the FBI, the White House, the governor, Spencer Cox in Utah, and all of his investigative ability in the State Bureau investigation and county sheriffs, etc. It was really I think they said something like a couple of dozen different agencies are involved. So I want you to listen to Governor Spencer Cox today announcing that the killer was caught.
We got him. On the evening of September 11th, a family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident. This information was relayed to the Utah County Sheriff's Office and scene investigators at Utah Valley University. This information was also conveyed to the FBI. Investigators reviewed additional video footage from UVU surveillance and identified Robinson arriving on UVU campus in a gray Dodge Challenger at approximately 8:29 a.m. on September 10th, in which he is observed on video in a plain maroon t-shirt, light-colored shorts, a black hat with a white logo, and light-colored shoes. When encountered in person by investigators in Washington County on September 12th, in the early morning hours, Robinson was observed in consistent clothing with those surveillance images. Investigators interviewed a family member of Robinson who stated that Robinson had become more political in recent years. The family member referenced a recent incident in which Robinson came to dinner prior to September 10th, and in the conversation with another family member, Robinson mentioned Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had. The family member also stated Kirk was full of hate and spreading hate. The family member also confirmed Robinson had a gray Dodge Challenger. Investigators identified an individual as the roommate of Robinson. Investigators interviewed that roommate, who stated that his roommate, referring to Robinson, made a joke on Discord. Investigators asked if he would show them the messages on Discord. He opened it and showed several messages to investigators and allowed investigators to take photos of the screen as each message was shown by Robinson's roommate. These photos consisted of various messages, including content of messages between the phone contact named Tyler with an emoji icon and Robinson's roommate's device. The content of these messages included messages affiliated with the contact Tyler, stating a need to retrieve a rifle from a drop point, leaving the rifle in a bush, messages related to visually watching the area where a rifle was left, and a message referring to having left the rifle wrapped in a towel. The messages also refer to engraving bullets and a mention of a scope and the rifle being unique. Messages from the contact Tyler also mentioned that he had changed outfits.
That is, again, from the Governor Spencer Cox in Utah. As you heard that, a lot of detail there about what he was wearing, what he did, using Discord to have messages back and forth, which I found extraordinarily odd. Who's he sending these messages to? Who's this other person that's clearly aware of what's going on? Why aren't we hearing too much about that? I suspect we'll hear more about that as, you know, this continues to develop. But that's where we are. And I want to get into that. I want to get into some of the other comments made in this press conference. Of course, Kash Patel taking the podium as well. And some of the odd things that were there, like, hey, fascist, catch this, and other things that they engraved on the bullets, which I thought were just surreal, right? I've never heard of such a thing. I saw for the first time writing on a gun in the Queensland shooting in Australia a couple of years ago. Then for the first time I saw writing on magazines. On the clips. Okay, got it. That's the new thing they're doing, where they write these anti-fascist comments and whatever. But the big reaction I saw today online was, the left saying, oh my gosh, it's a white guy. It's a white guy who grew up in a home where the parents are registered as Republicans. Maybe now they'll understand. And I'm thinking, now they'll understand what? Granted, we've seen a number of shootings where individuals were, the shooters were identified as trans and, you know, all sorts of other interesting things. So once you see a shooting like this, I think it's a fair, point to say, hey, was this also a transgender shooter? However, at the end of the day, we know that these are not MAGA people, right? Because that was the assertion they were making. They made it sound like MAGA's turning on Charlie Kirk. That couldn't be more wrong. This is the anti-fascist left, right? And they're not really anti-fascist because they really embrace fascistic qualities. And they try to label those of us that, push back, I'm going to say, on communism and take exception to Marxism as fascists. Of course, this is the wordplay that they engage in. But the point is, a white guy from Utah who grew up in an otherwise decent home got radicalized. A guy dressed up like Trump or, you know, a Halloween costume that had Trump in it just a couple of years back, like the year that Trump announced his campaign, maybe the year after. So what does that mean? It means one thing. When you saw this kid there reading his letter of acceptance and getting a scholarship to go to college, that's what it means. It means colleges are creating homegrown terrorists. And that's when I say the left is engaged in a civil war against us. I'm not kidding. I don't think it's hyperbole. I don't know that we're engaged in that same war. It seems like it's a one-sided event, right? And we're the ones taking the casualties. All the bullets are flying in our direction. But the hatred is coming from their side.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, this is Carl Ananda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
A new NFL season means a fresh start and fresh styles. At NFLShop.com, you'll find the latest jerseys, hats, and sideline gear to rep your team all season long. From rookies making their debut to legends, NFLShop.com has it all. Score exclusive styles you won't find anywhere else and show up ready for every kickoff and big play. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
By the way, your ratings are up. Congratulations, everybody. It's always nice to check. I like to see, even if they're friends, I like to see how are they doing. Are people listening, right?
That's
but
right.
You're doing great.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
There is the death penalty in Utah.
Yes.
And I do know this is going to be a federal case. And there's many of us believe that Charlie was targeted because of his political ideology.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to this guy?
Well, I hope he's going to be found guilty, I would imagine, and I hope he gets the death penalty. What he did, Charlie Kirk was the finest person. He didn't deserve this. He worked so hard and so well. Everybody liked him. I've been watching. Even the left is having a hard time. They fired this guy Dowd from MSDNC, who's a terrible guy, terrible human being, but they fired him. I hear they're firing other people. And, you know, we're talking about radical left. Now, they're a little bit, but radical left networks and cable channels, horrible channels like MS. I always go with DNC because it's, you know, somehow affiliated with the Democrat National Committee. So, you know, it's a little statement you make. But MSNBC, but NBC, ABC, CBS, they're all terrible, absolutely terrible and unfair. But even they have been giving it sort of like this can't be allowed to happen. that, of course, President Trump on the Fox News channel this morning, and making it clear what he thinks about the media and what he thinks should happen to the assassin of Charlie Kirk. They caught this guy, and now the question is, will he be adjudicated and tried and sentenced to the death penalty? I don't know the answer to that. But I want to bring in somebody who can help us understand things from the law enforcement perspective. Brian Higgins is with us. Chief Brian Higgins, retired from the Bergen County Police Department in Bergen County, New Jersey. He's president of Group 77 Security. They're a public safety consulting firm and do an amazing job. Brian Higgins, welcome, sir.
Thanks, Rich. Good to be here.
You bet. Thanks for staying up late with us. And I want you to hear a clip of the governor explaining a little bit more of what happened and what they found. This is at a law enforcement press conference earlier today. Governor Spencer Cox, joined by the director of the SBI, as well as the director of the FBI, Kash Patel. Check this out.
So the area north of Campus Drive Road where the suspect crossed over, you saw some of that in the video that we released last night, consists of a grassy area with trees on the edge of the UVU campus. Investigators discovered a bolt-action rifle wrapped in a dark-colored towel. The rifle was determined to be a Mauser Model 98 .30-06 caliber bolt-action rifle. The rifle had a scope mounted on top of it. Investigators noted inscriptions that had been engraved on casings found with the rifle. Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices, Bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this?" question mark. Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey fascist!" exclamation point, "Catch!" exclamation point, up arrow symbol, right arrow and symbol, and three down arrow symbols. A second unfired casing read, "Oh Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow Chow." And a third unfired casing read, "If you read this, you are gay, LMAO."
Chief, this is interesting stuff to me. I really don't know what to make of this. I'm trying to wrap my head around everything. This guy's in Discord sending messages about where he stashed the gun, which to me sounds like the dumbest thing any murderer would ever do, is say, "Hey, by the way, here's the murder weapon." But there's also the question of when did this become a thing? Maybe I missed it, but when did people start engraving insults on bullets? Chief Higgins.
You know, Rich, recently we've seen this with the shooter of the United Healthcare CEO, mm-hmm. where there are messages inscripted. You know, it could go back as far as, you know, when the military would write inscriptions or messages to the enemy on big bombs and then drop them into their cities. But this writing on bullets is relatively new, or at least is being identified relatively new.
Yeah, it seems odd to me, and I want to get your thoughts on this, because you have a lot of experience, and there's a lot of questions, right? There's a lot of people out there that right away were like, this is a professional hit, this is that, and Carl Higbee from Newsmax TV, I heard him say yesterday, the day before, he said, "No, it's not." He said, "You're talking about a headshot at 200 yards. And he said, you know, anybody with a little bit of practice could do something like that. And I thought to myself, the last time I went to the range, I was taking headshots and getting almost all of them at 100 yards. And I'm not an excellent shot by any means. I was doing it with one eye because my other eye is horrible. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe it makes sense. If you have decent vision and you have a scope and you have a decent rifle, maybe you can make it. I'm not going to make that argument pro or con. I've never taken a shot that precise with a rifle at 200 yards. But it opened up a conversation that was this a professional hit? Was it some disgruntled person? I tended to agree with his analysis that it was likely something like what we see here. But ultimately, I want to get your analysis on this and your reaction, but we've got to hit a commercial pause, so I got to leave everybody hanging here. Folks, we're going to come right back with Chief Brian Higgins, who's going to tell us what he thinks about this case and about some of the follow the white rabbit stuff that's going on all over the internet, where people are coming up with new conclusions. as well as was there another person involved and things of that nature with those messages on Discord. So keep it locked right here. We're coming back with retired Bergen County Police Chief Brian Higgins, president of Group 77 Security, and me, Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
Look at Rich Valdez. He's now a radio host, and he's a great radio host.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
This is what happens when you let good cops be cops. The FBI and our partners are proud to stand here today together to bring justice to the family of Charlie Kirk and honor his memory. I want to express my deep gratitude to President Trump, the Vice President, and the entire White House who have been so incredibly supportive with both resources and just personally to the FBI as a team. They had our backs the entire way, and I just want to express my gratitude for giving us the resources we need to operate in this space to bring this sort of justice at this sort of speed. In 33 hours, we have made historic progress for Charlie. Governor Cox, our partnership has been absolutely incredible these last few days. Our partnership will endure. Your state and local partners, your sheriffs, your DPS community has been unbelievably impressive in the hardest of times.
In the hardest of times, 33 hours, and they got the bad guy. Kudos to Kash Patel. Kudos to Governor Cox and all the law enforcement professionals in Utah, because the Utahns, they did their thing here. And we're seeing justice for Charlie Kirk and really justice for all of America, who was looking forward to seeing, accountability here. But there's more, right? There's questions everywhere. Was this the Mossad? Was this a professional hit? Was it this? Is this guy a patsy? Is he a fall guy? Are we reliving what we saw in the 60s? So many things are going on. And I want to get the take of Chief Brian Higgins. He's retired from the Bergen County Police Department. He's now the president of Group 77 Security, which is a public safety consulting firm. And Chief, you've heard a lot of things going on here. We've heard about these messages about I wrapped up the rifle in a towel, this back and forth. Was this because he was hoping to, somebody would find these messages? Was this because there's somebody else involved? Am I missing something here? Help me make sense of it.
You know, ultimately it will be the investigation, which is ongoing. Even though they have their suspect in custody, this investigation will go on for some time, so that they can continue to collect every bit of evidence they can. You know, even though they have their suspect, they still have to rule out any others, include any others. So when they go to trial, that's one of the first things a defense attorney will say. Why didn't you look for other people? Why did you stop looking for others when you arrested our client? You said two other people were people of interest. How do we know we're not theirs? They're not the shooter. So the investigation is ongoing right now, Rich. So it is critical that they continue to collect information and evidence. I'm sure this individual thought at some time he would either die and leave behind a message, or this evidence would be found, and in that evidence leave another message, which is the words you read.
Right. And that seems to be a common thread with a lot of these shooters, whether it's school shooters or otherwise, that I'm seeing, is that there's always some sort of larger message. They feel like they're on some sort of mission where they've got to leave this manifesto, if you will. And to me, it just shows how messed up in the head they are, if you ask me. But this is, I guess, the question that a lot of people have in their mind is, based on your experience being a cop in one of the most populated places in America, in Bergen County, New Jersey, does this sound plausible to you? Does it sound like a thing where somebody grows up, they get through high school, they're pretty normal, all of a sudden they go to college, they become radicalized for the Marxist left and start becoming a communist sympathizer? I saw some photos, I don't know how legitimate they were, of him wearing DSA t-shirts, Democrat Socialist of America, seemingly getting radicalized with the Marxist ideology in college, to the point where he now wants to murder someone and become an assassin because of these political differences. It just sounds so absurd to me, Chief.
You know, Rich, it is absurd, but unfortunately, it is the message we're hearing. Not everybody who goes to college, not everybody who is radicalized, becomes violent or kills. But, you know, I hear stories.
Right, some go to Congress.
Right. You're absolutely right. Unfortunately. I saw that congresswoman and her interview about Charlie Kirk, and it made me want to throw up.
Yes.
When you talk about people who are off, right? Like you said, they're crazy. They're writing messages. They feel the need to kill. She sent out a dog whistle. She sent out a message that killing is okay. It should continue. But that's what these kids are getting, unfortunately. You know, colleges are the flashpoint. It's a message I've been pushing for quite a while. Colleges are where these kids are being taught, first of all, you can't have dialogue. You can't accept anyone else's opinion. They're going to college to be enlightened. And in that enlightenment, they're showing them what, in their words, the truth is. And it's at a point now, Rich, where you have to be on these campuses to realize how bad it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we all see it. These kids think it's okay to go buy a rifle or steal your dad's rifle or do whatever they feel like they need to do in order to make a point that they couldn't make because they couldn't debate this guy. So they let me kill the guy. I mean, it's crazy to me. But equally as crazy, or I should say challenging or taxing, is, and you tell me what you may have heard, you're more plugged in than me on this stuff, is this guy, his dad was the sheriff. And he goes to his dad and says, hey, Dad, I'm the killer. And his dad says, you better turn yourself in. I can't imagine what that moment is like for either of them, but mainly for the dad, right, who's thinking, geez, you know, like, this is death penalty stuff, chief.
Yeah, how do you ever recover from that as a parent? And, you know, this isn't the first time. If you remember, just a few months ago, the shooting at Florida State University, the shooter took his mom's gun. It was her duty gun, and she was a cop.
Right.
So we have seen these before, shooters whose parents are in the military, law enforcement. So just because someone's in law enforcement or the military doesn't mean that they're going to be exempt from, you know, dealing with others in the family having mental health issues. I do say, you know, it is to his father's credit that his father immediately said, you know, you got to turn yourself in. It would be difficult as a parent, right, to be torn. But at the same time, knowing what you have to do.
Have you heard anything from your industry contacts and colleagues about that? Any sidebar commentary?
Yeah, about the father?
Yeah.
No, nothing else. Just quite frankly, I don't know that it's been confirmed. You're the first one that I trust to confirm it. We've heard rumors, but no stories that we found or heard, because that's a conversation, right, amongst cops. The first thing you say is, oh, my God, can you imagine that was your kid?
Right.
And it, you know, it's not always extreme. There are cops whose kids, you know, commit other crimes, right? They commit robberies. They get hooked on drugs. So it's not like law enforcement families are exempt from this stuff. But nothing from what I hear right now would indicate that this is something his father should have picked up.
Yeah. It really is a horrible thing, really, all around. The kid's a stone cold murderer, and family has to deal with that. Charlie Kirk's family has to deal with that. America has to deal with that. And hopefully we get anybody else that was involved. Chief, any questions that I'm missing in a situation like this? Because honestly, I can't tell you. I don't think I've ever been through this type of assassination before.
No, this is unusual. But, you know, we're seeing this now, right? Going back to President Trump. When you go outside the United States, we're seeing assassinations, right?
Yeah, in Colombia.
Politicians, yeah. So it seems to be that these
making
things are on the move. Yeah, it does, unfortunately. I really believe that has something to do with the rhetoric.
Okay. So what's your advice as, you know, retired chief of police? What do we do? Stop talking, give up on free speech, pack an extra gun? What do we do?
No. First and foremost, no, we can't stop. We can't back down. Charlie Kirk will live on, and so will his message, because of what happened that day, unfortunately. We can't let him continue to die in vain, really. We have to continue that message. Can't have to back down. You know, it for many people, and the conversations I have with a lot of friends, is, you know what? We feel emboldened now or encouraged. You know, I sometimes feel like I didn't say enough at times during George Floyd riots and the defund the police movement, all this craziness that, you know, well, I don't want to be the one who's, you know, antagonistic, but
yeah, you don't want to be the one to ruffle the feathers, but deep inside, you knew this is crazy.
It is crazy. You have to be a professional. You know, I was on quite a few interviews during the defund the police movement, and the way the media let others talk to me in those interviews, like I was the crazy guy, and I tried to take the high road.
Gaslighting.
Yeah, yeah. And I tried to take the high road, Rich, and honestly, we need to speak up. That doesn't mean we need to be louder. It doesn't mean we become violent. It doesn't mean we turn up the rhetoric like the left does.
Right.
But we have to be, one thing that's the most impressive for me with Charlie Kirk is he was never nasty, mean-spirited. Mm-hmm. He did it like a gentleman, caring way. But that guy knew his stuff. He was, you know, believe it or not, in my early life, I went to a Baptist college seminary.
Oh, wow.
So my undergraduate degree is in Bible. And I watch and listen to Charlie Kirk, and he amazes me. He had a handle on the Bible like I can't claim to have.
Yeah, it wasn't surface level. He was digging in for sure.
He was digging in, and it wasn't just knowledge. That guy lived it.
Yeah.
So we have to do that, too. So there's two ways to do it. Speak up. Don't let them silence us, and live it.
Amen to that. Chief Brian Higgins, I got to leave it there. I got to take a pause. We all can learn something from Charlie Kirk, and I think we all learned something from you right now as well. Chief, give us your website real quick.
www.group77.com.
Group77.com. Chief Brian Higgins, Godspeed to you, sir. You're a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot.
Thank you, Rich.
You bet. Amigos, your calls and more coming up right now.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Patriot Supply, America's most trusted preparedness company, created the Grid Doctor 3300, a solar-powered backup generator. It delivers 3,300 watts of power, enough to run almost anything in your home. It's portable, whisper quiet, and safe to use indoors. And right now, when you order a Grid Doctor 3300 at mypatriotsupply.com, you'll get a free expansion battery, which doubles your power capacity absolutely free. Get peace of mind before the next outage hits your home and save over $1,200. But this is a limited time offer, so to get your solar generator and free expansion battery, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The international games are back on NFL Network. And here our stars come out in the morning.
That's the world, baby.
So wake up and watch the game's best. Light up the world stage. Six games across Europe with a return to London and debuts in Dublin, Berlin, and Madrid. Snooze off. Game on. It's Sunday morning football. The NFL and the national games only on NFL Network starting September 28th.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One
now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And a little bit of update, a little bit of breaking news. The Washington County Sheriff's Office in Hurricane Utah has announced that information has been circulating indicating that a retired deputy of the Washington County Sheriff's Office, Matt Robinson, is related to the suspect, Tyler Robinson, involved in the ongoing investigation concerning the Charlie Kirk assassination. However, a retired deputy, Matt Robinson, is not connected or related to the individual apprehended last night. There are several people with the same name, and this was misinformation generated from an unknown source. So an update there on that front as we get more information continued corroborated information. We'll get it to you as soon as we get it. But right now, we're going to go to your calls. Let's see. Let's go to Tim. Tim is calling us on line two from Springfield, Illinois, WTAX.
Rich, I wanted to tell everybody to take comfort in Romans 8:28 because that is the verse that you really need to pay attention to right now. This is the beginning of a great 8:28.
That God will work all things for good.
Yeah, my family was born of that because my grandmother's side would not exist if it hadn't been for the 1908 race riots. My great grandmother was married to an Irishman, and he got into a yelling match with the mob as they were coming down the street, white mob on Irishman, and they dragged him off the porch and shot him in the head and trampled him. But if that hadn't happened, then my great grandmother wouldn't have married the best man who, they had my grandmother and she had kids and my mom and, and now there's like 131 people that would not exist if that race riot hadn't happened. So right. We always have to look at, Charlie was a big influence, and now people had never heard of him are going to go, who is this guy that they're talking about? And he's got millions of, it's going to be so big, the people that he's going to influence now, even after he's gone. So, praise God. Thank you, Charlie. And that's all.
Amen, brother. I appreciate that. And, again, for the benefit of the audience, Romans 8:28 is, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And, really, really good comment. I agree. We can all be tempted to have a brave heart moment and go after the bad guys and do exactly what they did to Charlie. But then again, it kind of vacates and negates the entire premise of the crucifixion, in my opinion, right? Up until Christ coming to fulfill the law, it was an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Jesus came and said, you've heard that done, but I am the fulfillment of the law. So who am I to argue with Jesus? Let's go to Steve, Linden, Virginia, WMAL. Go right ahead.
Hi, Rich. First of all, I'm going to give you what I consider to be the blue-collar patriot perspective, and that's this. First of all, the doctor that you had on was talking about real truth. Okay, well, you know what? It's not about real truth. What it's about is logic and reason, okay? It's about facts rather than feelings that dictate beliefs about things. So right there, he's missing the mark, okay? Now, no offense. Now, Maxine Waters, just before the shooting happened of the Catholic kids, God bless them, she said that we're already in a civil war, and she basically called for violence. Now, Steve Scalise was shot by a man named James Hodgkinson. That shooting happened because you know, the left-wing media created that monster, James Hutchinson, and this is how they did it, by showing pictures of kids in cages and attributing that to the Trump administration when those cages were built, and that footage happened during the Obama administration. Now, and I want to say a lot here, because here's what it's coming down to, okay? People like me are tired of hearing people like that doctor talking about therapy and more mental health stuff. The fact is, you got a rabid dog in your backyard. Oh, we need to try to reason with it. Okay, no. No, Rich. No, doctor.
What are you suggesting, you know, Steve?
You know, for God's sake, Charlie Kirk, Steve Scalise, those kids, so many others that you have mentioned that I'm not talking about, but that, you know, now
you got to get to it, Steve. I have to hit a break.
Here
is
what I am suggesting, Rich, if you'll allow me to finish. President Trump, for God's sake, they shot the president.
All right, Steve, you got to hold on. I got to take a break. Put your thoughts together. I'll come right back to you.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
...2,400 customers without power in South Carolina.
Danger. Newberry, Michigan expected to be without power for 24 hours.
Danger. Over 25,000 people without power in Cleveland, Ohio. Danger.
These are real headlines from just the last few days. Power outages are happening more often, and they're getting worse. If you don't have a backup generator, it's time to get one. But gas generators, they're loud, smelly, and produce dangerous carbon monoxide. The Grid Doctor 3300 solar generator from My Patriot Supply is different. It's whisper quiet, requires no fuel, and it's safe to use indoors. Best of all, My Patriot Supply is offering an incredible deal for listeners of this station. When you go to MyPatriotSupply.com and order a Grid Doctor 3300, they'll include a free expansion battery that doubles your backup power at no additional cost. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now and get prepared. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Grown-ups, don't go back to school. Go forward through school into your future as an IT professional. Whether you're starting out, switching careers, or a veteran ready for change, My Computer Career can help you get into IT in just a few short months with no prior experience. So take the free career evaluation now at MyComputerCareer.edu. Your rewarding career in IT awaits. That's MyComputerCareer.edu, an Elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the VA benefits.
A new NFL season means a fresh start and fresh styles. At NFLShop.com, you'll find the latest jerseys, hats, and sideline gear to rep your team all season long. From rookies making their debut to legends, NFLShop.com has it all. Score exclusive styles you won't find anywhere else and show up ready for every kickoff and big play. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Or it's because you're a talk show host, but I've been threatened because of certain views I have. So here's what it comes down to, okay? The left-wing media and the Democrat have created these people and created this situation, and they're dancing on Charlie Kirk's grave. So here's what needs to be done about it. You ask me, I'm going to tell you. Quickly. President Trump needs to take action and do mass arrests of high-profile Democrats, Hillary, Obama, Maxine Waters,
and
arrest them.
What would the charge be?
Let me finish.
What is the charge?
And here's what... I'm sorry, what?
What are you charging them with? What crime?
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Sedition. Okay, that's
all
what.
Right.
And
thank
you, know
you
what?
Steve. Thank you, Steve. All right. I wish I had another half hour, but he likes to repeat himself. Folks, I'm coming right back. Rich Valdez, 833-482-5337. We're going to continue to...
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Erica Kirk, widow of Charlie Kirk, speaks out on Turning Point USA for the first time since the fatal shooting of her husband.
The evildoers responsible for my husband's assassination have no idea what they have done. They killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country.
A 22-year-old man from the outskirts of St. George, Utah, has been arrested on murder charges. Tyler Robinson is being held in a Utah jail without bond. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says family members say the suspect became more political over time.
Investigators interviewed a family member of Robinson who stated that Robinson had become more political in recent years. The family member referenced a recent incident in which Robinson came to dinner prior to September 10th, and in the conversation with another family member, Robinson mentioned Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had. The family member also stated Kirk was full of hate and spreading hate.
The governor credited Robinson's family with helping turn him in. President Trump says he will send the National Guard to Memphis to address crime concerns there. The president told Fox News Friday that the mayor is happy, the governor is happy about the pending deployment. Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee confirmed the deployment was coming and said he planned to speak with the president to work out details. The Missouri Senate has passed a plan backed by President Trump that could help Republicans win an additional House seat. The Senate's vote Friday sends the measure to Republican Governor Mike Kehoe for his expected signature. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But what if you could get both? Why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge, but it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. We know this from research of members. There's a lot they like about MediShare, but especially they love being part of something they believe in. And MediShare works, too. It has for more than 30 years. There are hundreds of thousands of members who love having telehealth if they need it. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Stocks ended the week on a positive note.
The S&P 500 barely budged on Friday, edging down less than 0.1% from its latest all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 273 points. It's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.4% to its record. Stocks have been rallying in tandem with expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates next week for the first time this year. RH fell 4.6%. The furniture seller's results came up short of what investors were looking for. RH said its business was being impacted by the polarizing impact of tariff uncertainty. Seth Sutel, New York.
European Union regulators have accepted Microsoft's proposed changes to its Teams app to resolve an antitrust investigation. The European Commission announcing Friday that Microsoft's commitments to unbundle Teams from its Office software suite are enough to address competition concerns. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. An ICE officer kills a suspect near Chicago after being dragged by a car.
The Department of Homeland Security says an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer fatally shot the suspect as they tried to evade arrest in a Chicago suburb by driving his car at officers and dragging one of them. The officer was attempting to arrest a man with a history of reckless driving. The department said the man refused orders and drove his car at the officers. One officer was hit and dragged, prompting him to open fire. Both the officer and the suspect were taken to a hospital where the suspect was pronounced dead. ICE says the incident happened in Franklin Park during an ongoing enforcement operation in Chicago. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is willing to risk a government shutdown at the end of the month if Republicans don't accept Democratic demands on health care. Schumer argues the country is in a different place than it was earlier in this year when he argued against a shutdown. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night. With Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're live and national. Join us, please. I'm looking forward to it. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And they've caught the killer of Charlie Kirk, the governor of Utah, chiming in, saying that there was no burning, there was no looting. There was no violence on the streets, but they were able to apprehend them pretty much without incident. Listen to this.
We got him. On the evening of September 11th, a family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed
an incident. Governor Cox is talking about not cars on fire. Listen to this.
Look at how Utahns reacted the last two nights. There was no rioting. There was no looting. There were no cars set on fire. There was no violence. There were vigils and prayers and people coming together to share the humanity. And that's
exactly what it's about, sharing this humanity, right? I believe that is the right thing. Yet we're having a debate here, a national conversation, a come-to-Jesus moment for America, if you will, where people that are angry feel like we need to go after these people. I'm willing to have the conversation because, you know what, I was there yesterday, and I get there a lot of times. But ultimately, do you beat the bad guys by becoming the bad guys? That's always the question. Are we going to punish the people for their hatred? That's accountability. Are we going to punish people for their free speech? For saying they hate me, for saying they hate you, for saying they hate Charlie Kirk, for saying they hate Donald Trump, for saying they hate America. Are we going to punish them and kill them because they say stupid things? Isn't that what they just did to Charlie Kirk? Are we about to become the left? Or are we going to be the change we want to see? That's the question. Here's the phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's go to Sam, Decatur, Illinois, WFOY. Sam, you're on with Rich Valdez. Go right ahead.
Are you willing to take the perspective of a leftist?
You're on the air, sir. Make your perspective heard.
My perspective is this. I am always been left of center, but I've drifted farther left as of age. So I'm going to make it real short. I've got a very close family friend who is trans, and I've had to change my perspectives on a lot of things. And that individual has endured innumerable hate over the last couple of days because there was trans ideology on these bullets. There was Antifa ideology on these bullets. And now it turns out, if the reporting is to believe, and the time is early yet, and that's one of the things that people have to remember. It's early yet. We don't know. But
what don't we know?
If the reporting is believed, this person was a groiper.
Why would you say that? This person's been photographed wearing shirts that say Democrat Socialists of America. Groypers aren't Democrat Socialists of America.
No, he's been photographed, and I can send you, if you would kindly...
No, just put it on social media and tag me at Rich Valdez.
He has been photographed wearing Trump shirts, and he's a groyper.
There's not a single photo out there of him wearing a Trump shirt. There's a picture of him with a Halloween costume where he has Trump on him. But, I mean, yesterday he had a picture of the Bible and a cross on his chest. Do you think that he was out there representing Jesus? Do you think it's a responsible comment to say that this guy is somehow a Christian and was doing the godly thing in assassinating Charlie Kirk? Of course not. That would be asinine to think that. Now, am I here to defend groypers? No. I don't really know much about them. I know that... I don't know anybody in the MAGA movement, a Republican, a constitutional conservative Christians. I don't know anybody who embraces that movement and says, yeah, these guys are legit. In my opinion, the groypers are the same as the leftists. They are the fringe that doesn't really represent what America's about. And clearly, they do crazy things. Now, that being said, this guy likely, I mean, if you look at it, this is anti-fascist commentary when he's, you know, catch this and the things he's talking about. I don't think that's pretty self-explanatory, Sam. I mean, if you can try to split hairs here, but I don't think you're going to get a big audience there.
May I have a moment?
Well, you've had plenty. You've been on for 2 minutes and 47 seconds. I usually give a minute. I'm giving you extra time.
You've been talking through most of it.
That's what I do here, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. So.
All that for science? Come on, man. It's radio. Get with it.
Do some research online here. The gentleman is using a lot of gamer culture. He's using a lot of Groiper culture. And, boy, the mainstream
again,
media.
Even if we concede the point, that's fine. Let's just say it. What you're saying is accurate, which I don't think it is. Even if we were to concede that point, it doesn't make anything better. It doesn't change any outcome. The point remains, we don't kill people because we disagree with them. And by and large, every last shooting that I could think of somebody being shot because of their political affiliation, it was not a MAGA person. It was not some conservative Republican that was saying, let me go out there and shoot people I don't like.
Caught wearing MAGA t-shirt.
This is a smoking gun to you? I'm more concerned with you telling me that you're left of center and that because someone close to you is trans, you've had to change your opinions. Imagine if I were to say, I am genuinely not into supporting drugs, but someone close to me is a crackhead. And because now someone close to me is an addict, I reevaluated my position on addicts. And I think, you know what? We it's not so bad being an addict. You know, we need to stop stigmatizing it. We need to make it seem like being an addict is okay. Maybe you should try it. That would be insane to do something like that. Anyway, brother, I thank you for your call. I wish you the best. I welcome the rest of your calls. 833-4-VALDEZ. I think this person has hung up, so we'll keep going. Where do we go now? Lester, Daytona Beach, Florida, WNDB. Lester, what's on your mind?
Thank you, Rich. I'm going to make it quick. Okay, I'm saying this because I think it's pertinent tonight, and also because on several occasions you've mentioned that rocky road you want to live on and the horse you want to have. And what I want to say is this. I've had people tell me the way to control a horse is with love, and the horse will do what you want it to do in return for the love you're going to give it. And I've had other people tell me the way to control a horse is with a bit. The bit causes pain. The pain will do, the horse will do what it can to avoid the pain. And my vote goes to the bit. I never was too good at faking love. And
well,
the nice thing about
this, Lester, forget about horses as much as we might love them. Do you have children?
Two.
Did you use pain? Did you beat your children into compliance, or did you love them and tell them, hey, look, I love you, and here's what you should do? What approach did you use?
I used...
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% US-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
A new NFL season means a fresh start and fresh styles. At NFLShop.com, you'll find the latest jerseys, hats, and sideline gear to rep your team all season long. From rookies making their debut to legends, NFLShop.com has it all. Score exclusive styles you won't find anywhere else and show up ready for every kickoff and big play. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I wanted to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Doing open phones, kind of at the heartbeat of America. And you sit there in this radio studio, and suddenly you hear voices, Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami, and there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
They should all know this.
if you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country and this world. You have no idea. The evildoers.
You have no idea what you've unleashed. That is the widow of Charlie Kirk, Mrs. Erica Kirk. Of course, our condolences and thoughts to her family. And great words from her, because a very inspiring speech, really calling on America to turn their hearts towards Jesus. And I'm not a preacher. I hate even saying I'm not a perfect man. I'll never be a perfect man. I'm so messed up. But it's always important, right? Whether you know you're doing right or you know you're doing wrong, you always know what right is. And this is something that I think is incredibly important. Whether you choose to do wrong or not, you can teach others around you to do right. And that's the analogy I've always made, and it's probably a crass one, but I've never seen a drug-addicted parent recommend to their kid that they should get high, too. I just haven't seen it. Maybe it happened. I'm sure that there are people that are that depraved. But typically, you see people dealing with addiction, they're in shame. They don't want to say, hey, kid, come here. Yeah, yeah, stick this needle in your arm. This is going to be great for you. Now, they know it's bad for them. They just can't stop it. We always know right from wrong. If we choose wrong on purpose, then that's on us. So the question I've had this evening with our audience is, I think, a pretty black and white one. In the face of evil, do we repay that evil with evil, or do we repay that evil with good? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Alvin, Louisville, Kentucky. You're on with Rich Valdez, WGTK. Go right ahead.
Hey, I've been dying to say this. Hello, Rich Valdez. Well, I've been listening to you for a minute, and I appreciate the program.
Thank you.
I was calling up because of the things you talk about. And I want you to help me coin a word. And the word is called colorblindness. Now, if colorblindness, if you have this affliction, you don't have the ability to distinguish between black and white. Everything is this color to you. Everything is color. Yeah, so if you have this affliction, color blindness, you can't see things in black and white. It's never like that for you, you know. So I want you to help coin that word with me.
Yeah, listen, I love it. And, you know, there's a lot of good that came out of Dr. Martin Luther King. There's some people that are critics of his that don't like a lot of things he did. But I always appreciated some of his key teachings. While I get the criticism of it, I love the idea of, you know, in the I Have a Dream speech, he says, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Latino. It's about the content of your character, or not the color of your skin. And I, as a little kid, I remember hearing that, and I said, you know, that makes sense, right? It should be about who you are as a person. And it made sense to me, because I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and in where I lived, I couldn't say I lived in a Jewish neighborhood, because there was a bunch of Arabs in our neighborhood. I couldn't say that it was a white neighborhood, because there were other people like me in that neighborhood, right? So it was a very mixed neighborhood where I lived, you know, kind of the convergence of several neighborhoods, Midwood and close to Sheepshead Bay and close to Flatbush. So the point I'm making is I grew up seeing so many different people. I remember kindergarten. It would force you to take nap time. And even if you didn't sleep, you had to lay down on the little plastic mat. And the kid next to me, I'll never forget, I shared this story before, but his name was Osama Marrero. And if I remember it right, he was Egyptian and Dominican. And what a mix, right? Then the other kid next to me, he was Jewish. His name was Mark Schulman. There was another kid next to me, really tall, very light-skinned black kid. His name was Stanhope Ellis. And that was and there was a Puerto Rican girl, Jessica Maldonado, and a white girl named Melody Jones, and these were all wonderful people, right? And that's the world I grew up in. And so for the most part, I see race, but I see it as nuance, right? Because I've never had a racial animus one way or the other. And I think that's how we have to look at people. We have to look at people by merit, by what they bring to the table, who they are as a person, not necessarily what they look like. So I'm with you on that one, Alvin. Louisville, Kentucky in the building, WGTK. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Amigos, the music means I have to take a pause right here, but we're coming back. Atlanta, Georgia, Oregon, KUMA in the building, Kentucky, Montana, and more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes, palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Goldleaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirsch Road. Sale starts September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Goldleaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who've made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying E-Delink C-Side for additional facts.
You've given us the voice of hope. You give us hope, and we thank you so much for that. You make things seem brighter.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Say it at the same time. Now, I did a video a few minutes ago saying that Charlie Kirk had been shot at Utah Valley University, and he's in critical condition. And it just came out that he died. And condolences to Charlie Kirk and his family. But y'all, I'm so angry. I'm angry, I'm sad, because this should have never happened. This country has become so divided that a person feel like they can take your life because you don't agree with them politically, or you won't get in line and think the way they want you to think.
This woman's commentary is absolutely amazing. She hits the nail on the head. I want to play the whole thing for you, but honestly, she's a little bit not too clean with the F-bombs, and we got to bleep a lot of them, and it's going to take a while to get you the full clip. But she's 100% spot on, because Charlie Kirk didn't accept what was being shoved down his throat from the mainstream culture. He was murdered for that. And somehow we should be okay with people killing people because we don't agree. And doing it that way, when he's trying the peaceful route, the debate route, and they're trying the violence route. Let's go to your calls. Norma, Pendleton, Oregon, K-U-M-A. Norma, what say you?
Hi. I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
I love freedom. And that's freedom of religion, freedom to be who you are. And I just don't like a whole lot of joking religion and telling people that they're wrong. You know, once you become who you are, that's who you are. And you have to live in that skin, and you have to love yourself. And I've met all kinds of people in the world, gay people, and I'm hermaphrodite one time. I've met one of those, and I worked in mental health for a lot of years because I've always pondered what makes people tick. Since the high chair and the woman that you said, seizures in front of me, I've always pondered mental health, and I just never liked the insanity defense. I think we all have a breaking point, and people have a lot of stress, and nobody pays attention until something horrible happens. And for years, there was no services at all in mental health. And I just think, you know, she's changed the things you can change, and go to church for your religion and whatever it is. I was raised in a six-decker with all different kinds of religion and a mother who taught Sunday school and let me go where I wanted to go, and I went everywhere. And I'm pretty broad-minded that way. But
I think everybody should be free to think what they want to think, including the everybody, right? I support the people that don't like what Charlie Kirk has to say, not liking it. Good for you. You don't want to like it, don't like it. And I support Charlie Kirk not liking certain things he sees and being able to call those things out and have those debates. What I don't accept, and I hope you don't, but that's up to you, is shooting someone in the neck because you don't like what they say.
There's something mentally deranged with that person. I mean, mm-hmm. Nobody normal does that. And
right.
I'd like to see the insanity defense change to not innocent by insanity, but how about guilty but insane?
Right. I'm with you. And, you know, there has been a push, particularly by Democrats, over the last 30 years to eliminate mental institutions because they feel that it's too constrictive and it's not fair. And a lot of people went with it. Guess what? Look at where we are. We've got a lot of crazy people walking the streets. And I'm not saying this particular person, although I think that was insane. But others, like the guy who stabbed the woman on the subway the other day in Charlotte, North Carolina, or so many of the other senseless things that we see. Sadly, there are a lot of people that need help, whether it's inpatient help or ongoing outpatient help, but they need some sort of help. And if you're stabbing people when you're in public, then you probably shouldn't be in the public. So I think we're in agreement on that one for sure. Norma in Pendleton, Oregon, thank you for your comments. I appreciate it. Shout out to KUMA, and thank you for listening. I really appreciate that. Let us continue. Where do we go? We're going to go to Josh, Atlanta, Georgia, WGKA. Go right ahead.
You are such a blessing. Thank you for having this format for all of us to share in. And I've been listening to you for a long time. And I watched you sub for Mr. Bohannon, and it was just wonderful to see what you've done. And I really appreciate you.
Thanks.
I first remember hearing Charlie Kirk a few years ago, and at first I didn't know what to make of him, and he won me over. I am devastated. This man was never cruel to anybody, and he had so much love inside of him. He never used the language and the grace of the Bible in a way to insult people or make them subhuman or anything like that. It seemed like his goal was to make people happy by way of virtue, and who can argue with that?
Yeah, you know, Josh, I think you're right. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I think you're right. And I think there's a lot of people, myself included, that I can get into a political discussion or a debate on something, and I'm happy to become petty, right? It's just the flaw in my character. Charlie was really full of grace. He was a really nice guy. Even if when he was being snippy and pushing back, it was still very eloquent, very kind, very respectful. And you have to give him credit for that. Now, I'm not saying if my style is a little bit more abrasive or his is a little bit more gentle, that either one of us qualifies for a bullet to the head, because nobody should do that. And I think, you know, part of the issue this evening and over the last day or two, Josh, has been people celebrating this. And again, they're free to do that. I get it. Not everybody has to adhere to my beliefs in Jesus. Not everybody has to believe in God at all. Some people want to be angry. Some people want to hate others. It is their right to do so. I pray that they don't. But ultimately, there should be certain universal truths, like we don't kill people, kind of like the Ten Commandments, right, which happen to be supported by law, that I think we should adhere to. And sadly, this guy didn't adhere to these things. And I wish we could say it's the exception to the rule, which it is. But we really shouldn't have exceptions like that ever. And it's just troubling to see that that's where discourse gets us every now and again, Josh.
Mr. Valdez, I learned so much from this man, and I learned from you. And there are worse things for our children to see, considering what they see online, than the Ten Commandments in right. Their lives. And God bless you. Let's be strong. And thank you for being there again.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind words and for tuning into the show. I appreciate it. And do what you got to do. It sounds like you're on the right track, brother. God bless. And amigos, we continue with the rest of your calls and more straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place, so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to... Need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
The international games are back on NFL Network. And here our stars come out in the morning.
That's the world, baby.
So wake up and watch the game's best. Light up the world stage. Six games across Europe with a return to London and debuts in Dublin, Berlin, and Madrid. Snooze off. Game on. It's Sunday morning football. The NFL International Games, only on NFL Network, starting September 28th.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
After the guest leaves every night and we're doing open phones, kind of at the heartbeat of America, you sit there in this radio studio and suddenly you hear voices, Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami. And there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez, and I want to go to the phones, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. As you know,
join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Those old castles, or, you know, that used to be a volcanic island that was actually taller than all the tallest mountains in China, in Nepal, etc. It was, and it sunk quite a bit, about 6,000 feet, but it left a lot of magma, big rocks that they built these castles out of. But a lot of these, they didn't know about radioactive rocks. So there's uranium in some of these castle walls, etc., you know, thorium.
How does that affect the people that live in the castles?
Yeah, they're crazy. You're insane to live in these places like that.
Well, you know, Trump has a castle, or at least a really big property over there, Turnberry, and on his golf course. And I have a colleague I used to work with, amazing, very talented Juliette Huddy from the Fox News Channel, and she was in radio for some years, and she's no fan of the president's, by the way, but she loved the Trump Turnberry Resort. She said it was a fantastic property. She went, she had an absolute fantastic time. She couldn't stop telling me about it, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I've always wanted, left me, as we say in Spanish, me dejó la gana. I stayed wanting to go.
Loch Ness is where you want to be, though. It's more of a, like a national park, more, it's a healthier forest, more water, it's good water, but it was
Did you see the Loch Ness Monster, Frank?
I was the Loch Ness Monster, yes.
I love that. I definitely want to make my way there. That's good. Well, thank you for the update on the radioactive rocks in the castles. I had never heard about that. Makes a lot of sense. Molten lava and all that crazy. I love it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Frank. Let's continue. Let's go to Spencer calling us from Lansing, Michigan, WILS. Spencer, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez.
Hey, what's going on, Rich? Hey, just wanted to share my the first time I ever met Charlie was way back in 2012 when he started up Turning Point. And this is just a story real quick that proves that he didn't change one day in his existence, and which was, I remember meeting this young 18-year-old kid trying to get everybody to listen to him at CPAC that year, okay? And I gave him that chance, and I knew right away that he was going to leave an impression, but just everything about me wanted to walk away, but he kept driving you in because he was that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And you know, and it was one of those things where I actually had, yesterday, I was in the middle of public and I just broke down crying. Mm-hmm. And you think about those things. I actually had to pull myself away and go to my church, and I prayed for 45 minutes. For the first time in a long time. And I just, you know, I just wanted to share this. That one story, you know, 10 years ago, he didn't change one bit in 10 years. So, you know, it's amazing how he had this big of an impact on everybody.
You know, Spencer, it's true. And again, I don't know Charlie Kirk as well as many do. But, you know, I've talked to him on the phone a few times. I've met him in person. And I can tell you that he seemed like the real deal to me at each and every time. He was a very solid guy that was really rooted in his philosophy, which seemed incredibly biblically sound and ground in his faith. And, you know, the people like that are they're magnetic. You know, you want to be around those people because they give off this air, this aura about them that is genuine and I'm going to say not malicious. So you tend to want to, you know, catch a little bit of the light that's shining off of them. And he is definitely one of those people. And I've met others like that. And it's always a joy to be around people like that. So I know what you're talking about. And I appreciate you sharing the story. And, you know, second part of what I want to say is what you said to me is what so many of my very close friends, I have the good fortune in life of hanging out with my boys. I've never really stopped, you know, for a little while I was raising my kids, but for the most part, I hang out with my friends probably about as much as I did when I was 15, but the same guys too. You know, we all live kind of close to each other. We have pretty flexible schedules where we're able to get together 2 to 3 times a week. And, sometimes it's once a week, but I know I see my friends a lot more than a lot of guys my age see their friends. And I know it's a blessing. And I say that to say we talk a lot. And when I see them and when I was talking to them today and I saw some of them, I went to church today too. And I saw a couple of my buddies at church. They were sharing with me, you know, how they were tearing up. And he was like, I don't even know this guy. But it was just something that about him that it was so genuine. And, you know, what you're saying, I'm hearing echoed by a lot of people. And not people that listen to talk radio or listen to my show. Just people. People that you know, are awake and alive and well and are paying attention. So you're spot on, brother. I appreciate your thoughts on this. Spencer in Lansing, shout out to you guys. WILS, Michigan in the building. And I'm going to take a pause right here. We're going to come right back with the rest of your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigLoot.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
A new NFL season means a fresh start and fresh styles. At NFLShop.com, you'll find the latest jerseys, hats, and sideline gear to rep your team all season long. From rookies making their debut to legends, NFLShop.com has it all. Score exclusive styles you won't find anywhere else and show up ready for every kickoff and big play. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
For Fi, winning the fight against vision loss means seeing new ways to push himself. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
You have given us the voice of hope. You give us hope, and we thank you so much for that. You make things seem brighter.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And we're going to continue with some of your calls. But before we do, I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts. And that is so many of us are struggling and going back and forth, torn, I'm going to say. We're torn over this issue of how do we repay evil? Do we repay evil with good, or do we repay evil with evil? And, you know, I err on the side of the Bible, right? I know what carnally what I would like to do, how I feel. I know my reactions, my passions become inflamed. I go, let's do this, right? But, you know, you sit down and you say, hold on, take it easy. Calm yourself. And you start to think, WWJD, what would Jesus do? At least this is what I do. It's what I've tried to teach my children to do. And you got to figure out, what did Jesus do, right? Now, ultimately, he dies. He dies on the cross so that he can live eternally, and so can we. And I don't mean to turn this show into, some sort of hours-long proselytizing session. But I think what people believe, what you stand on is what you stand on, is what you've got. And when push comes to shove, meaning it's time to meet your maker, and there's nothing left, all you've got is what you stand on. It's really all you've got. It's the only choice you can make, right? It's what you believe, because you may be incapacitated. Maybe you can talk, maybe you can't. Maybe you can move your arms, maybe you can't. What do you do? What do you believe? Where do you go? That's what I'm talking about. And how then, when it's all over, right? When you know that you're at the end, what do you do? Do you repay evil with evil, or do you repay evil with good? I think deep down inside, most people know what they need to do. I think when emotions get in the way, then our feelings are talking. And then it's not what we stand on that's responding. It's what we feel. To that I say, your feelings will come and go. Stand on your business. Hasta la próxima. Until the next time, America. Take care, good night, and God bless you. I'm Rich Valdez.
This is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, I'm Ron Taylor. Investigators say they have their man, Utah Governor Spencer Cox announcing the arrest of the 22-year-old Utah man who allegedly shot and killed Charlie Kirk.
We got him. On the evening of September 11th, a family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident.
A judge ordered Tyler James Robinson held without bail. Utah state records show the 22-year-old is registered to vote but not affiliated with a political party. Erica Kirk, the widow of Charlie Kirk, speaking out on Turning Point USA for the first time since the fatal shooting of her husband.
The radio and podcast show that he was so proud of will go on. And in a world filled with chaos, doubt, and uncertainty, my husband's voice will remain. And it will ring out louder and more clearly than ever.
More troubles for aircraft manufacturer Boeing. Workers there have rejected another contract proposal.
3,200 company employees have been on strike for nearly 6 weeks at three plants in the Midwest. The union that represents them says 57% of the members voted against the offer. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 837, says in a statement the proposal did not include a sufficient signing bonus or a raise in 401k benefits. The company says it's disappointed the employees rejected what Boeing officials say was a five-year deal with an average wage growth of 45%. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump says he'll send the National Guard to Memphis to address crime concerns there. He told Fox News that the mayor is happy and the governor is happy about the deployment. Breaking news at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com.
The former Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, has been convicted and sentenced for trying to overturn his election defeat.
There has already been a huge reaction, both from his critics who see this as a decisive verdict to turn a chapter in Brazil after years of division and send a strong signal that attempts to overturn election results will not be tolerated. His supporters, though, have also reacted furiously to this, including President Donald Trump in the U.S., who has said that he's very unhappy with this case. The U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said that the U.S. will act accordingly in response to what he described as this witch hunt.
That's BBC's Ayonel Wells. United Airlines passenger plane carrying 142 people bound for the Philippine island of Cebu has made an emergency landing in Osaka after an air indicator showing a fire in the cargo room. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. AI has become a concern for teachers.
Many teachers have shifted all writing to the classroom. Some are returning to pen and paper exams to avoid cheating. As the new school year gets underway, educators say it's clear that AI is transforming how students learn and study and how teachers teach. But it is also creating new confusion over what constitutes cheating. Students say they often turn to AI with good intentions for things like brainstorming or editing help, but sometimes it's hard to know where to draw the line. John Scott reporting.
OpenAI has reached a new tentative agreement with Microsoft and said its nonprofit, which technically controls its business, will now be given a $100 billion equity stake in its for-profit corporation. The changes have brought the scrutiny of regulators. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR for the Shasta Live Show, your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
And so there'll be no questions. Well, that is a statement rather than a press conference. And that happened after how many hours? And Kash Patel got in an airplane and flew to Salt Lake City and from Washington, D.C., presumably. And Dan Bongino got an airplane, maybe the same airplane, maybe a different airplane, and flew to Salt Lake City. And then we didn't hear from either one of them last night. It was a peculiar set of circumstances. And I got to say, after yesterday and day before yesterday, where they announced they had a subject, a person of interest in custody, and then they didn't. And here's the video of the guy saying, "I have the right to remain silent," and all kind of weird. And they say, "Oh, that's not him. We let him go." And then much later during a press conference, I talked about it yesterday in Utah, it was put out on the Twitter that another suspect, a person of interest, was in custody. That went on for, I would say, well over an hour. I didn't start a stopwatch on it, but well over an hour, and then got back. Oh, we let him go, too. And now today, we have an update only because President Trump was on Fox News, and now we've got allegedly a 9 a.m. Eastern Time press conference by the FBI out of Orem, Utah. And hopefully that will begin while we're on the air. We only have a three-hour show. But I've got to say, there have been some sloppy missteps in the last couple of days by, I think, the FBI primarily. But let's get to what President Trump said just a little while ago. There is a lot to talk about. The world is it's a mad, 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 mad world. There is no doubt about it. But with that said, and it kind of annoys me when people make missteps at critical times when I think I wouldn't have done it that way, and then it turns out I'm right when I say I wouldn't have done it that way, because I like to make the fewest missteps, the smallest number of missteps possible. But call me old-fashioned. I'm just wild. But there's a lot to talk about. Trump tells Fox and Friends subject in Charlie Kirk shooting is in custody is headline number one this morning. Pics released of Kirk shooting person of interest wearing American flag shirt. That was the lefties. They're like, oh, look, he's probably, because, you know, no Democrat would wear an American flag shirt unless they're murderers who are trying to blend in a crowd of normal people, you know, pro-American normal people with functioning brains. But the Daily Beast, they, oh, hey, see? Last night, the liberal on the right squad on Newsmax, he's like, oh, yeah, it could be a right-winger or an extreme right-winger or just a middle-of-the-road right-winger. And I'm like, so you just pulled that directly out of your deeply sequestered rectum. That came out of absolutely nowhere. Just amazing stuff, but they're, you know, this is what the Democrats do. If they're talking, they're lying. Pretty amazing stuff. Man, oh man. And the left-wingers at Mediaite with their headline, law enforcement official, singular, doubtless anonymous, tells New York Times that report on Kirk Shooter's political views could be inaccurate. That's a one anonymous source to the New York Times, could be inaccurate. Use softer language there. Amazing. And they're talking, of course, about the transgender and Antifa messages on the ammo, as reported by the Wall Street Journal yesterday morning that I shared with you in real time, as the memo from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms was leaked. And now the Democrats get to work real quick, fake journalists. They like at the Daily Beast and Mediaite, and they get to work lickety split. Jennifer Bowers, what's her name? Bonnie, and she's writing. Oh yeah, maybe he's not really a transgender Antifa person, even though he wrote that on bullets, according to the ATF memo. Maybe that's all wrong. Maybe that's all wrong because they lie about everything. Isn't it amazing? Maybe not amazing, but certainly appalling, still appalling. And the Democrats, they love murder. Boy, do they love murder. Campus Reform, the great people at Campus Reform, such a wonderful organization. They have a story out of a university, a major American university. College Democrats say there's no reason to feel sorry for murdered Charlie Kirk. And they all jump in there at social media. They get to reveal what slime they are. And they do it quite frequently. But when you hear this, and we've got audio also of a bunch of Democrats saying terrible things about Charlie Kirk, and they're glad that he's dead, because this is what the Democrats have raised in America. This is what their cultural dominance and information dominance and dominance on college campuses and on high school campuses has done to the United States of America. The Democrat Party is raising generations of bloodthirsty ghouls to be the next generation of Democrats. In fact, the current generation of Democrats in America. Isn't that amazing? There was an incident at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis yesterday that was mostly bizarre more than anything, but someone was shot by a police officer, and it turns out it was a mistake, and there was a fake, mass shooter on campus report. But we've got that. And in Colorado, a couple of students were shot at a school there. And all they'll say is that the gunman was radicalized by some extremist network. They won't say what the extremist network is, but he sure hated the Jews. It could just be the Democrat Party in the mainstream. I think that's it. Funny story about Joe Biden's presidential library, which nobody wants to give money to. Nobody wants to give money to build the Joe Biden presidential library. He calls it the library. And what would you put in a Joe Biden library? Anyone like an auto pen? And what would you put in there? Pretty amazing stuff. I don't know if they could build anything as ugly as the Barack Obama. It's not even a library. What do they call it? A center? Because they know if they call it a library, no Democrats will show up. They're not the readingest bunch in the world. So we've got that. And Joe Biden lashing out at Kamala Harris because he's a racist, just like Kamala Harris said during the presidential debate. Now, let's go to the breaking news of the hour and of the day, and that is President Trump this morning on Fox and Friends talking about in the standing by for the FBI, and we intend to go to the FBI or quickly turn around the FBI audio when and if they hold a press conference, because it's been pretty sloppy so far. I've got to say, not to be too critical, but it's pretty obvious for anybody to see. It's plain for the world to see. President Trump this morning on Fox and Friends. And hey, any update on the murder, the assassination of Charlie Kirk?
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him in custody.
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him in custody. Now, there are a couple of hedge words in there, a couple of qualifiers. I think with a high degree of certainty, but I don't want to go too far here, because it's the FBI. And even when you put your own guys in charge, maybe it's still the FBI. And sometimes this stuff can be hard, too. A lot of developments as we were going yesterday, including these videos that came out in bits and pieces And we're supposed to assume that everything we're told about the video is true. This is him on the way to the campus, and it looks like he's got a stiff leg or a sprained ankle or maybe a 30-06 stuffed down his pants. And then there he is jumping off the roof, that video, and he doesn't appear to have a rifle or a stiff leg or anything, and he hangs from the roof and then jumps down 10 feet or so. And did he twist his leg there? I don't know. But you don't see a rifle, but then they say they found the rifle out in the woods off campus. Well, where was the rifle when he was running across the roof and dropping off the roof to bring to the woods to wrap in a towel and leave in the leafy forest out there? Some peculiar things about that I've got to say that I'd like answers to. If I were there asking questions at the FBI briefing, those would be among my questions. President Trump saying, well, how did it happen? How did you get the guy?
I don't want to go too far. I'd like to tell you some stories at how it happened, but essentially somebody that was very close to him turned him in. And that happens when you had some of those good shots. Somebody is going to say, whoa.
Somebody very close to him turned him in. Who would it be that is very close to him that would turn him in? Somebody very close to him. And it's true. You see the photos. And yesterday, my best girl, and everybody was doing it in every household, looking at the photos and saying, well, if you know this guy, if he's your brother, if he's your son, if you went to school with him, if you worked with him, you're going to say, hey, that's Michael Piercy. I know him. I can identify him from that blurry photo because it wasn't that blurry. But there it is. And President Trump then asked, well, tell us more. Somebody very close to him. What do you mean?
And somebody that was very close to him said, that's him. And essentially went to the father, went to a U.S. Marshal, who was fantastic, by the way. And the person was involved with law enforcement, but was a person of faith, a minister. And brought him to a U.S. Marshal, who was fantastic. And the father convinced the son, this is it. And again, I'm always subject to be corrected, but you know, I'm just giving you, based on what I'm hearing, they'll give you a much more active. I just heard about it 5 minutes before I walked in. As I'm walking in, they said, looking real good. They have the person that they wanted.
The father convinced the son. So a pastor, a man of the church, who the Democrats condemn, and they don't even want you saying, God bless or thoughts and prayers. The Democrats will attack you for that. Jen Psaki will attack you that because they're from the after-school Satan Club party. They're the Democrat party. That Satan in the morning, Satan in the evening, ain't they got fun. But the father, President Trump said, convinced the son, and so the pastor went to the father and said, hey, these photos are out, and we both know who it is. And apparently the pastor, according to what President Trump is saying here, convinced the father to come forward and say, yes, I recognize that person, it's my son. Lawrence Jones, who actually comes from Campus Reform originally, since we were just talking about them, asked, well, what happens to this guy? And it's Utah. They have, last time I think they had the firing squad, last time I looked.
What's going to happen to this guy?
Well, I hope he's going to be found guilty, I would imagine. And I hope he gets the death penalty. What he did, Charlie Kirk was the finest person. He didn't deserve this.
Well, that's for sure. Air Force Two with the Vice President aboard. The Vice President and Charlie Kirk have been friends for a long time. Apparently before J.D. Vance was even in politics. And it was Charlie Kirk that introduced J.D. Vance to Donald Trump and the Trump family, leading J.D. Vance to where he is now. J.D. Vance took Charlie Kirk's body aboard Air Force Two back to Arizona. And when Air Force Two landed, the air traffic controller said, welcome home, Charlie Kirk. You did not deserve this. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness.
So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-290-6985. 800-290-6985. Again, that's 800-290-6985.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files, and he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest-growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
We'll be right back.
Now, NBC Fake News. NBC Fake News is reporting that they have the name of the individual arrested as the suspect in the Charlie Kirk assassination. And it's NBC News, so it could very well be wrong, of course, because they get as much wrong as they get right. But the people at NBC Fake News, they say that the person in custody is a 22-year-old from a young male person. I don't know if he's got gender issues yet, but he's a Democrat, and most of them do. But Charlie Kirk suspect named as Tyler Robinson, and the Telegraph out of the United Kingdom with the headline on that, too. Suspect named is a Utah resident, and that is a great leap forward, and I'm very happy about that. I talked about this yesterday just a little bit, but the assassination of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King on April 4th of 1968, right, shot rang out in the Memphis sky, and free at last, free at last, all that stuff. And that's how most people under the age of 50 know the Martin Luther King assassination. But did you know that the Democrat, James Earl Ray, who assassinated Martin Luther King, and I call him a Democrat because he had been volunteering with the presidential campaign of Democrat Governor George Wallace, who had been running for president in 1968, and James Earl Ray had been volunteering with the racist Democrat Governor George Wallace just a couple of weeks before he went to Memphis and shot and killed Martin Luther King. But James Earl Ray fled the scene and was not captured. And boy, was he not captured. I mean, he fled, and when I say he fled, I mean, he was gone for 2 months. He was captured on June 8th, right? April, May, June. So it's honestly, it's about 2 months. And he was captured in London, England, at Heathrow Airport. Now, that's been lost to the sands of time, I think. Almost nobody seems to remember that wild detail about the Martin Luther King assassination and James Earl Ray, the Democrat Party campaign volunteer, just like James Hodgkinson, who shot Congressman Steve Scalise, a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer. I think a pattern is emerging here.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
That time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Pam Bondi's like, oh, nothing to see here. I mean, Janine is now in D.C. Pam, they need to write that warrant and let jury selection begin.
Schumer.
This is absolutely a solid case. I mean, he called for violence, extreme violence on Supreme Court justices. That's beyond the pale. That's
now,
not
Michael Piercy is making faces at me, and that indicates to me, Dennis, that he has whipped out that Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democrat leader of the Senate, known as the Lizard King, when he went over to the Supreme Court steps to threaten the lives of conservative Supreme Court justices. And here is the Lizard King, the leftist, one of the heads of this death cult called the Democrat Party.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
You will pay the price, so you will reap the whirlwind.
You will pay the price.
Yeah,
you
Gorsuch.
You will pay the price.
And
you
Kavanaugh.
Won't know what hit you.
Yep.
You won't know what hit you. That is unacceptable. That has to be, I don't care how it works out, he has to be charged and tried, period. There's no other exception.
Well, I got to tell you, the Democrat in that case that showed up from time zones away showed up with a pistol, loaded pistol, additional magazines, burglary tools, kidnapping tools outside of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home, nicest guy in the world. The Democrats vilified him and demonized him and smeared him and slimed him and slandered him and lied about him during his confirmation hearing. They brought in that lunatic, mentally ill woman who had to have two front doors on her house and couldn't fly on planes unless she sent a private jet to bring her to Washington, D.C., a woman that nobody remembers being at any party in high school. Nobody remembered the party that she allegedly talked about. And then when it was all boiled down, they said, oh, yeah, Brett Kavanaugh was handing out punch at a party in high school. And that was the felony that he had committed. Apparently, not even saying alcohol-laced punch, just punch. Hawaiian punch.
It's all our leaders. If they can't defeat them legitimately, they're going to kill them.
They're the left. Go ahead,
Dennis. That's what Schumer called for. I mean, he's evil. He needs to be prosecuted, period. You hear me, Janine? He needs to be prosecuted.
Yeah, the U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Jeanine Pirro, the former judge and now U.S. Attorney. Isn't that amazing?
Now, I love her. I love her. Don't get me wrong. I love her.
Yeah, she's wonderful, and she really is, too. And in person, I've met her a handful of times, and she couldn't be sweeter, couldn't be nicer. She really is wonderful. But the Nicholas Roski, the Democrat that showed up outside of Brett Kavanaugh's home planning on breaking into the house with burglary tools, kidnapping the justice and his family, murdering them with the pistol and the extra magazines of ammo. And he was planning on going after at least two other conservative justices, too. And since it was Chuck Schumer that lit the fire under the Democrat assassin, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh were named by the Lizard King at the Supreme Court. And this rhetoric is perfectly normal. I mean, again, President Trump went out to dinner at a Joe's Seafood.
It's criminal.
And they had a mob in the restaurant waiting for him somehow got a tip that he was coming in, even though the reservation was made an hour earlier. And so it likely it was an employee at the restaurant that leaked to some left-wing friends. And then the left-wing friends showed up, and they're yelling at President Trump and the Vice President of the United States and the Secretary of State and the Secretary of War, yelling at them that they're Hitler, of course, in the restaurant, because that has become standard Democrat Party rhetoric. Again, Adolf Hitler's party was the Socialist Workers' Party of Germany, just by the way, and it's time we started telling the truth about all of that and the Socialist Workers' Party in various parties in Europe in the 1930s and 1940s. But I got to tell you, the Democrat Party has become this frothy, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic party. Democrats attending big Democrat universities, the Jews attending Democrat universities are being terrorized every day. And don't show your Jewishness. Don't wear a Star of David. Don't support Israel when they're being attacked by savages.
Free DC! Free Palestine! Trump is the Hitler of our time!
This is the Democrat morons with tiny little squirrel brains at the fancy restaurant on 15th Street with the President, the Vice President, Secretary of State, Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, in the restaurant at the time. And everybody's Hitler because the Democrat Party has raised a generation or more of glassy-eyed zombie loons who are bloodthirsty ghouls and goblins. And honestly, we've got this Democrat now apparently in custody, although the 9 a.m. FBI press conference hasn't started. It might be 7 hours. Maybe Cash Patel might have to fly somewhere or something like that before they don't take any. In fact, you've got the soundbite. And listen to this, Dennis, because after hours and hours and hours of waiting for the FBI press conference in Utah yesterday, and say, well, oh, the FBI director is going to get on a plane and fly there. And it's not nearby. And, and Dan Bongino, the deputy FBI, he's going to get on a plane and fly there. Don't know if it's the same plane or two different planes. And they go to hold a press conference. And then finally, what time in the 9 p.m. hour last night, after they started delaying it at 1 p.m. or something, and the 9 p.m. hour waiting and waiting and waiting, and as Cash Patel has landed, Cash Patel is in the building, and another hour goes by. And then finally, they came out, and who was it? The governor of Utah at the podium, the FBI director, Cash Patel, standing off to the side. I don't think I saw Dan Bongino. And came out. It's a press conference when you take questions from the press. If you come out and show a chart and point at it with a pointer and say things, that might be a briefing, but that's not a press conference. And the first thing they did was announce, we're not taking any questions.
Now, I'll just give you a little warning. We will not be taking any questions at this time. We're giving you the latest information we have, being as transparent with everything that we have.
Without taking any questions. That's nothing could be more ridiculous. Dennis, we're living through a crazy, crazy time, are we not? Honestly.
Let me say one more thing.
Yes, sir.
They call for violence. They call for violence. They bring violence. We have to start somewhere. Schumer violated the law. He called for an assassination. He needs to be charged. Pam, Janine, he needs to be charged. I know you're listening.
Yeah, and, I agree with you 100%, Dennis. Thank you for calling in and for being persistent. I appreciate that, too. But listen to Dennis. He's a reasonable, rational person. They call for violence. And what is Dennis calling for? For prosecution of crimes committed by, I guess he is technically the senior most Democrat in the United States government right now. He is the ranking Democrat in the United States Senate, as he was when he put those threats out there for Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch, and the psychopath Democrat was also planning on murdering. According to reports, and the news media dropped this like it was nothing because it's another Democrat psychopath with a gun lurking outside the home of a senior government official, Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice. And the guy came from California to commit these crimes. Nicholas Roski, Democrat, 29 years old at the time of the crime. And honestly, the guy's unbelievable. Now, actually, I think he's 29 years old now. But the 2022 event, and it's true, it was incited and instigated by the ranking Democrat in the United States Senate, the Lizard King, Chuck Schumer. And there are no consequences, and the news media doesn't cover it. And honestly, you think, give me every anchor man in Washington and New York, bring him into this radio studio. I'll ask him the name of the guy that shot Congressman Steve Scalise, and they won't know it. I would bet every dime I have in my checking account, which is practically every dime I have, and I would that they, not one of them could name the man, the Democrat, who was a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer, and they couldn't tell you that. Jake Tapper couldn't tell you that. And they couldn't tell you who Nicholas Roski is. And honestly, these people, James Hodgkinson, by the way, was the Bernie Sanders volunteer, campaign volunteer, that shot, nearly killed Congressman Steve Scalise with his Chinese military weapon. But pay no attention to any of that. Bop, bop, bop. All right, now let's go back to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Moscow Bob, calling from Moscow, which remains in Russia. Moscow Bob, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good day, Mr. Plant.
Hey, Bob.
No one's talked about a fact, which is the true fact. Where would the African American be today if Abraham Lincoln wasn't assassinated, or if Martin Luther King wasn't assassinated by the left, or with Charlie being assassinated? Where would the African American community be? They'd be in much better shape, because the Democrats have held them back all the way from Abraham Lincoln through Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King would have brought the African American community to the normal ranks. But people like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, all these guys would not be as rich as they are today, because the African American would have already had their voice in the world.
Well, certainly true. Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War and the Emancipation Proclamation, the 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the Republican Party is the party of liberation, of freedom, of abolition, as it was called at the time, to abolish slavery. And that's all the Republican Party. And the Democrat Party, the party of the Confederate States of America, of course, and the South and the Civil War, the gray versus the blue. And that's another reason that the Republican Party should be blue in this red-blue thing, and why I don't use red state, blue state when I can avoid it, because the Democrat Party has never been more red. They've never been more left. They've never been closer to Soviet communists. And I've got to say, and blue, of course, the Union blue, the Confederate States of America gray, and the gray Democrats. They're not blue, but they stole blue because they lie about everything. And it was their news media people, mostly in Washington, that decided, oh, let's make the Republicans red, wink, wink, and we'll call ourselves blue, because blue is more positive and red is negative, and it also represents the left. And we're the only country on the planet Earth that doesn't represent the left with the color red, and that's because the Democrats corruptly got to choose first. But Moscow Bob, boy, a wild time to live in Moscow, huh?
Yes, it is. And the media is such one-sided in America. It's amazing. It's like this last missile or drone or whatever that ended in Poland or landed in Poland.
Right.
Well, it's just like the last one. They failed to tell you the circumstances behind it. The first one was actually a Ukrainian drone that killed the two Polish people. But that's all been hushed up. This other drone is Poland shut off the GPS system, so the navigation of these drones were affected. So, yes, maybe they were shot down and fell over Poland, but is it Russia's fault, or because they're coming from Belarus, or is it Poland's fault because they shut down all GPS so there was no navigation?
The world is an endlessly complex place, and we live pretty much a battlefield these days, Bob. Home in the United States, America, it looks an awful lot of the time like we're on a battlefield. As President Trump, he was shot. As Charlie Kirk's widow, his funeral will be coming up soon. There are calls to have him lie in state under the Capitol Dome in Washington before a funeral. We'll see what's happening with that. President Trump will attend the funeral. The Vice President, J.D. Vance, will attend the funeral. And the security threat will be extremely high because the Democrat Party has raised a generation or two generations of violent, bloodthirsty loons who love death more than we love life. How many times do I have to say it? I have audio for you coming up of a bunch of 20-somethings celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk, and they represent the Democrat Party today better than anyone.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
From handcrafted steaks to delicious fall favorites, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. And right now, during their Red Hot Sales event, you can get 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. There's nothing quite like getting a hankering for a beautiful steak dinner and remembering you have Omaha Steaks in your freezer. My best girl and I, we love Omaha's filet mignons. We sear them up in my grandfather's iron skillet. Every steak is perfectly aged, and it's hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. They also carry mouth-watering burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and delicious desserts. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Red Hot Sale event. And for an extra $35 off, use the promo code PLANT at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with the promo code PLANT at checkout. See omahasteaks.com for details.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-290-6985. 800-290-6985. Again, that's 800-290-6985.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that is built for real life. Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can confidently browse, bank, and be yourself online without the worry of hackers lurking around the corner. With Webroot Total Protection, you get antivirus that scans 6 times faster and takes up 33 times less space than the other guys. Identity protection with up to $1 million in fraud expense reimbursement and 24/7 U.S.-based customer support. VPN protection that hides your IP address, personal data, and location from hackers. And cloud backup with unlimited storage that works automatically in the background. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot makes it easy to live a better digital life. Go to webroot.com/save and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/save to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
There are reports now that the father of the assassin who was approached by his pastor, the father of the assassin, and the assassin is now named as Tyler Robinson, 22 years old, was arrested in southern Utah. The father, apparently a law enforcement person, either current or retired, restrained his son and turned in his own son to the police. And according to a reliable source that I have who's law enforcement, said that the father of the suspected shooter is in law enforcement himself. And that's kind of a big deal. Got to say, an important detail. The New York Times, they pretend to be a newspaper. They're a front group for the Democrat Party. Reported the suspect was taken into custody around 11 p.m., local time in southern Utah on Thursday night, last night. And the alleged shooter lived in a $600,000 six-bedroom home in Washington, Utah, about 260 miles south of where the assassination took place in Orem at the hands of a Democrat raised by the Democrat family, the Democrat Party. It's like the Manson family. And the New York Times, yeah, $600,000 house, six-bedroom house. And my law enforcement friend says the father was or is in law enforcement himself. I've got more for you coming up and the FBI briefing. We are on top of it for you. Don't go anywhere.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.